Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another one of our Jacksonville Jaguars fan forums. My name is Joe Fortunato. Happy to be speaking with a lot of our season ticket owners. Tonight we have the chairman and CEO of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Wayne Weaver, with us tonight. And if you have a question for Wayne, real simple. Just stay on the line, hit *3, and that'll put you right into the forum. Of course, at any time during the evening, if you want to speak with any one of our ticket representatives, if you have a question about ticketing, want to get more tickets, want to check on your ticket status, just hit *0. That'll put you through to a ticket representative, and you'll be immediately put back into the forum so you won't miss a thing. So to get things started with Wayne Weaver, I bring you the voice of the Jaguars, Brian Sexton.
Thanks, Joe. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the broadcast studios at Everbank Field in Jacksonville. We welcome in Jaguars owner Wayne Weaver. How are you tonight, Mr. Weaver?
Oh, it's great. It's great to have an opportunity to visit with our fans.
And a lot of folks will be jumping on. Let's deal with the obvious state of the labor issue real quick. And yesterday, Judge Susan Nelson in Minnesota said she'll have a ruling in a couple of weeks. I think a lot of people wanted something yesterday. In a couple of weeks, will we know something definitive?
Well, I don't think any of us expected the judge, Judge Nelson, to rule from the bench yesterday. But one of the encouraging things that came out of it is that she clearly did not want to rule right away and encouraged us to get back to the negotiating table. And we all know at the end of the day, it has to be settled at the negotiating table.
Correct.
So I think the judge did the right thing. She pushed us back toward the negotiating table, and hopefully we'll get back there sooner than later.
Big picture, obviously, you've got to do this right. I mean, you talk all the time when you have a first-round draft pick, you want to get that contract right.
You have to, and this is really a defining issue for us for the next 10 years. So we've got to get it right.
Can I ask you, are you optimistic that you'll get it done and get it right?
I am optimistic. I think we're going to play football this fall, and we just need to get back to the negotiating table and get back to work.
All right. In the interim, you and Bill Prescott and your whole staff are working to do a couple of different things. You're working to put people in the seats.
It's business as usual here, and I'm really excited about the season. I think that we've made a giant step over the last two seasons. Gene Smith and our personnel department have done a great job. We've got 38 men from the last two drafts. We're looking forward to this draft. This draft looks like it's deep in some places that can really help us.
Right.
So we're really excited about getting back, and we're ready for the draft this month, and certainly we're looking forward to free agency when it opens because we want to be active there too.
From a building block perspective, it appears that what Gene is doing is what's made the Steelers a great franchise for generations and the Patriots and some others, and that is to build within and to have those picks on the roster.
You know, we've always said, look, you have to build your roster from the draft and supplement it with the free agency. We just haven't always practiced
what we
preach. And to Gene Smith's credit and the scouts, they really have the discipline. They make sure that when we go to the draft, when we're prepared, we know the players that we want, and if they're there, we take them. If they're not there, we try to move around, or we take the best player on the board.
Three weeks from tonight is draft night.
It's a fun time of year for us.
You spend the entire draft in that draft room?
Absolutely.
And as you watch that process unfold, is it in a lot of ways like winning and losing on Sunday afternoon?
It is. If you've got a player and that you really covet, and you see him kind of looks like he may have a chance to drop to you and pick right before you or the two picks right before you, that's a downer. But then, you know, you've got to go be true to your board and go to the next player that you have value.
And Gene always talks about this being the playoff run for the scouts. And I don't know if listeners, season ticket holders understand just how much work goes on to get to this point, although they probably do. But when you're in that draft room, I mean, it is a flurry of activity.
You do know that the amount of work and to watch and look at that draft board and understand the grades on the players, whether it's medical, it's character. I mean, they've looked at this player and they've scrubbed him down from every point of view, and we know the player. Unfortunately, one of the things that had set our franchise back, not to get into a downer, but if you go back in 2008, we got one player
left,
and he's third on the depth chart.
Right.
So you have to make good decisions on draft day if you're going to build your roster and be a successful football team.
And I'm sure there are a lot of people that are wondering, do you watch the tape? I mean, do you sit and do
no, I well, I do. I do when we get down to the players that we now I know who are the players that we're looking at. I will watch a little bit, but I'm not an evaluator, so sure. It's just fun to do.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of junkies out. There's a cottage industry that's built around the NFL draft, and obviously, one more thought on that. Last year, first year, Thursday night, that's 3 weeks from tonight, by the way, and they did well. The ratings did well. It was a success moving it from Saturday, Sunday to Thursday, Friday,
Saturday.
The draft
is built incredibly over the last 2 years. It's really... I don't want to put other sports leagues down, but the draft is competing with everyone now.
Yeah, it sure does. So let's talk about what you're doing, because this is obviously, a year ago, was you were making national headlines for Team Teal. This is when you had the community rallying around Tony Boselli and Carl Cannon, and we saw you get every game on TV. And last year, the word I kept hearing, and I was at a number of rallies, was exceptional, exceptional. Look at the crowds. How is it this year? What's the challenge?
Well, last year we have to go back and look. It was an incredible, incredible community rally that we did some amazing things that started the national press talking about Jacksonville again. We were number one in most improved tickets distributed in the National Football League in attendance. We were number one in the most ticket sales in the National Football League. And one of the things I'm very proud of is that we were number one in the most affordable gate in the National Football League. So those are major milestones that we accomplished a year ago. We're about at the same place we were a year ago, but we've got to almost repeat that Herculean effort to get where we need to get to. And one of the things I want to encourage our fans to is that we need you. I know everyone's dissatisfied that we're in this lockout, that they're frustrated. But we are going to play football, but we need the fans to step up and buy tickets. We can't wait. We can't wait till July or August sell our tickets, because they'll be talking about us again in the press as we're not a great NFL market.
Right.
There's no risk to the fans. If we don't play a game, you'll get your money back with interest. So what we are trying to do is with Team Teal this year is the same thing we did last year, but to add more things to it by getting our coaches involved in it, by getting some of our scouts after the draft involved in it, to put a fresh face on this, to make sure the community understands how important this season is to us, that we build on the momentum that we built on in 2010 and not go backward. So I'm appealing to all of our fans to get involved with us, renew your tickets, buy new season tickets, get your groups together, plan your single game ticket sales, whatever. We need you to be a part of Jacksonville Jaguar football this year.
And the first thought is from Jeff this evening. He's obviously a season ticket holder, but he says he would rather wait till there's an agreement before renewing, and judging on the comments that you just made, it seems like maybe that sentiment is sitting out there.
Well, I think it is, and for the reason I said, people are frustrated. They want us to get this thing settled. We want to get it settled. I think we made a step yesterday with the judge telling us to get back to the negotiating table. But I would say to you, Jeff, we need you to step up and renew your ticket or buy your ticket. It's no risk to you. And if we don't do that, we're going to send the wrong message to both the national media and to the National Football League about our marketplace here.
If the majority of fans waited until, let's say they saw that it breaks August 1st, okay, just to choose a random date, could you then turn around and sell the tickets fast enough to get people in?
It would be very difficult. I'll never say that we couldn't do it. We'll do whatever we have to do. But I will tell you that the main thing that we'll do, it will send the wrong message about it. Jacksonville is an NFL market. And that's the one thing that we've overcome last year. It was 26 blackouts in the National Football League, not one in Jacksonville. You didn't hear the press talking about Jacksonville going to L.A.
No.
We don't want that. We don't want any more talk about blackouts. We've eliminated blackouts from our vocabulary. So we need people to step up and join with us. And if for some reason we can't play football for a game or two, you get your money back.
Is the corporate community, is that business community rallying around this year like they did a year ago? I remember a huge crowd at Winn-Dixie and a big group I know you had at Acosta.
The meetings that we've had a number of those meetings already, and certainly there's the enthusiasm there, but it's not coming as fast as we need it to. For the reason we're talking about here is people feel like, why should I buy the ticket now? Well, you need to buy the ticket to show your support for the National Football League in Jacksonville.
There you go, folks. Star 3, if you'd like to jump on. Some football questions for you. And this is obviously one that everyone wants to know. D'Angelo, who wants to know, is there a certain position you're looking for in the first round? And he's obviously talking about Gene and the franchise. How about you?
The truth is this draft really has some depth where we really need help, whether it's defensive line, where we can use some help, whether it's an offensive lineman, if it's cornerback, it's a safety.
Good draft
there's
overall.
There's a lot of places that we can look for some help in this draft. And I can tell you that we're going to add a couple of players in free agency once it opens. So I'm looking for this team to really be competitive in 2011.
Well, and that leads to Craig's question. He says, how do we stop fading at the end of the season? And obviously that's a question you've got a lot.
Craig, that's a great question. And Gene Smith and I and Jack had a conversation about that yesterday. It's hard to explain. It's really hard to explain. But what we have to do is that we had a young team. We clearly... You can say that we gave out of gas. I don't think that was the case. We did have David and both Jones-Drew go down in those last games. So we just got to keep everybody healthy. I can tell you the things that keep you healthy and keep you in the playoff run at the end is make sure that you're healthy and your guys are ready to play. And I think we were. We just health hurt us worse than anything those last three games.
All right, Star 3, if you've got a thought and you want to send it through, just to get back to the business side of it, because obviously that's where your focus is. How have you structured, have you changed it at all in terms of season tickets, pricing, understanding what you're dealing with the labor lockout, have you found ways around it in terms
I really think we do have a great template now with Team Teal and getting the community involved and our Champions Club, and we merged those two organizations together. We made almost 80,000 calls last year to our fans. I don't think any other club in the league does that. And it's not just to sell tickets, but how is your game day? What's the experience like? Let us learn from you how we can be better at it. But what I think we have to do is we just have to get out in the community and make sure that they understand that we're going to have a football season this year, and we need them there in the stadium. We need them there to be our 12th man, and we need them to buy their tickets or renew their tickets early. We did one other thing. In 2008, coming out of the 2008 season, we sat down as an organization and said, we're going to have problems in 2009. We never dreamed that we'd have lose the many ticket sales as we did lose, but we said we're going to have problems, and we staffed up our group sales. Coming out of 2008, we sold 30,000 group tickets in that year. 2009, we sold 62,000. Last year, we sold 86,000. So that template has really worked, and we're going to have to continue doing that. But we also sold more game day single game tickets because this economy is tough.
Sure.
We sold more half packs. And we have to continue to do those. But what we really need is we have to have our base going in to the season. That base has got to be close to 40,000 season tickets.
What is it today?
It's about 30.
Okay.
Or 30? No, it's about 28, really. So we need about 12,000 more of those.
Okay.
And
if the base gets to 40?
The base gets to 40, then we fill in with the single game and the groups, and that's the template works. But we can't fall behind right now because we do need 12,000 new season tickets. Our budget going in was only for 8, but it looks like based on renewals and people haven't stepped up yet, it looks like we're going to have to increase that goal.
So the message is out there, folks. Season tickets are what drives football in the National Football League. In Jacksonville, we need you to be able to get up and get this going now. All right, here we go. Dave, season ticket holder with you since 95. Dave, thank you very much. Will we have football? Base question. Some people may just be joining the call, so again, your thoughts on that.
Well, it's a fair question, I'm really confident that we'll have football, and I think there's 31 other owners in the league that also feels that way. And I think the players want to play football. So it's a question of getting back to the negotiating table, doing something that's fair for the players and the clubs and the National Football League. But more than important is we know, both sides know, that our fans want us to play football, and it's important that we do that.
All right, here we go. Ashton from Jacksonville said he loves the 30-30 plan. And obviously that was a big component of what you did last year.
Well, we're continuing that, and that if you didn't get in on the 30-30 plan, that you can pick it up this year. So we're trying, as I said earlier, before you joined maybe, Ashton, that one of the things I'm really most proud of is last year we were number one in the National Football League with the most affordable season ticket. And we've continued to work hard on that. The 30-30 plan was an example of that. But we have payment plans. There's plenty of ways for you to buy a season ticket and be a part of Jaguar football. So we hope that if you haven't renewed or bought a ticket yet, that you will.
Yeah, we were all in Dallas. And that stadium there is, I mean, it's hard to describe. Can you remain as affordable as you are long-term when you see big stadiums like that going up in this league?
Well, one of the things I say to my peers and the partners in the league is that we have to be very careful not letting the big markets fill in these big new stadiums price us out of the business and price our fans out of our stadium. Because it's too easy to sit home on watching that 52-inch screen.
And watch all eight games. Yeah.
But you can't get that with that last-second 59-yard field goal if you're not here. You
True.
Can't get that
Hail
if
Mary.
You're sitting on the couch to see that Hail Mary. So you know, and it's a different experience, and we got to work hard to make sure. But 2010, I think, was while we didn't finish the way we wanted to. 2010 was an exciting football season, and you had to be in the stadium to experience that excitement.
You know, those two big plays you mentioned, well, how about the Cleveland game? Six turnovers, and Maurice takes it 74 yards there at the end of the ball game to set up the game-winning touchdown. Bill Prescott's with us. Bill, if you don't mind turning that on real quick. I think a year ago, Wayne mentioned that you're calling fans and you're asking them about their game day experience. I think there was a survey that had you guys sixth overall, right, in the NFL in your game day experience?
In the game day experience, yeah. It certainly goes down. What Wayne is referring to is we got the results for 2010.
Okay.
And so, yes, number one in terms of ticket affordability.
Right.
Number one in terms of valued by the organization. And also our overall satisfaction in the club, number one, which really goes to the staff and what they do and have gone out of our way. I think part of the Team TL effort of reconnecting with the fans is we've got to deliver a great experience. We've got to be on top of our game. And I think that the staff here and the game day staff has really done that, and it showed up in those survey results.
I mean, just those three games, the Indianapolis game, the Houston game, and the game against Cleveland, the atmosphere in the building was so good. I can't imagine anybody, even if they had a Coke spilled on them, a beer, a Pepsi, whatever it may be, pardon me.
At the annual meeting this year, they picked out the 10 great plays of 2010. Two of them were Jacksonville.
Yeah. It's pretty obvious that it was a special place to be. Are you hearing anything from the folks that are being called by the Team Teal and the Champions Club? What are they telling you that would make their stadium experience better or that they like and they enjoy and appreciate?
Well, I think there's a number of things that we've seen and we've had. We've had a number of town hall meetings where we've listened to them. One thing we heard from our season ticket holders is they missed the loyalty card. As a season ticket holder, you get a discount at concession stands.
Is that the new Jaguars Advantage
That's
program?
That's the new Jaguars Advantage program. We've listened to them. We've rolled that out. They're looking for a variety in terms of concessions, and we're working on getting those done. So we're getting a lot of feedback from our fans, and, you know, it's business as usual, and we're planning for the 2011 season.
By the way, if you don't know about the Jaguars Advantage program, jaguarsadvantage.com, it's a new fan loyalty program. Season ticket owners earn up to 15% cash back at hundreds of their favorite online retailers, jaguarsadvantage.com.
One other thing we ought to mention about last year is that the Team Teal deal booklet with the restaurants and other businesses that gave tremendous discounts.
Yeah, that was
that is really growing. We've been clamored by new people wanting to get in this year. So
you mean new vendors,
new businesses
that want to
wanting to join in, and that's going to be a huge success again this year.
At the risk of sounding self-serving, is there another team in the league that does as much as you do for this? I mean, in terms of connecting with the fans and making the experience.
Well, I think we all work hard because we're all going through some of the same problems
of
filling our stadium. So I think we all work hard. I do think we've come up with some great creative ideas, and many of them have come from our fans. Like the Team Hill booklet came from some of our season ticket holders that said, we want to help. We want to do this. And they stepped up and came up with that idea.
Are other teams grabbing your ideas?
This is the copycat league, so yeah. A lot of people are looking at it. The one other thing with Teal Deals that I think for our ticket holders who haven't renewed or haven't bought yet is, in addition to if we don't play any games, that you get your ticket cost back plus interest, you will get a Teal Deals book, even if we don't play games.
That's
wow.
A good point.
In 2011.
Yeah. And there's a lot of value in that book.
There's a lot of value.
A lot of value.
Bill, refresh my memory. If you have to have your renewal or your season ticket by a certain date in order to be eligible for the Team Deal book.
Renewal deadline is April 29th, and then usually sometime in May is when we cut off for new season ticket holders so that we can go get the books printed and distributed.
Okay. So May 29th, May 15th?
April 29th.
No, April
29th.
April
29th. May
15th. May 15th.
May 15th.
All right, folks, we've got some questions. Let's, Joe, go ahead.
Okay, one thing we do around here on these fan forums is we offer poll questions to our season ticket holders. Tonight, no different, so if you're new, here we go. Here's a poll question for you. Now, of course, if you're out there and you've renewed your season tickets, thank you very much. If you haven't renewed, which of the following describes your reason? Is it financial reasons, team performance, the labor unrest, or something totally different than that? If it's financial reasons, just hit 1 on your telephone keypad. For team performance, hit 2. For labor unrest, press 3. And if it's something other, hit 4. And in a few minutes, we'll give you some time. We'll give you the results of the poll. Once again, if you do want to talk with Mr. Weaver, star 3 on your telephone. If you'd like to talk to a ticket representative, star 0.
Okay, here we go. We've got some questions. Dolly wants to know if you'll extend renewal in April and seat exchange till May. Have you done that? Is that what April 29th
is? April 29th is the new renewal date. You know, we're trying to, you know, get through this legal part of the lockout. And, yes, sometime in May we'll be doing the seat relocation event and then a select-a-seat event.
Okay. John on the south side wants to know why, and this is a question you've heard for years, why are preseason tickets as much as regular season tickets?
You know, it's something that we decided as a league long ago to bundle all of our tickets. You know, preseason, I know some fans are unhappy with it. They don't feel that it's the same as the regular season. It's not, but it's a fun time to see your new players and see the new upcoming stars on your football team because they get a lot of playing time. But the truth is, what we would have to do, one of the things that we're trying to do is the 18-game season that we proposed to the NFLPA, and hopefully we'll get that done by 2012, but it's still up in the air. What we would do is take 2 of those preseason games and convert them to regular season. We would still play, we would lengthen the season maybe by a week or something to get all the games in. And I think it's something that most fans want. We've just got to convince the players that it's the right thing to do, I believe we'll get there, but I think it's going to take us another year. We originally thought that we might get it a little early, but I think 2012 or 13 will be the time that we'll get that done.
All right, star 3, if you have a question for Mr. Weaver or Bill Prescott, who joins us in the radio studio. Here's an interesting one. Jerry from the Southside talks about moving the kicks to the 35-yard line, and obviously the competition committee is involved in a lot of issues related to player safety.
Well, there was a lot of conversation, as you might imagine. Anytime we change a rule, it really goes through a very thoughtful process from the competition committee, and then it's brought to the committee, and you can imagine 32 guys debating something along with the coaches. But actually, I like it. I think it plays to us. We've got a strong leg kicker who can kick it in through the end zone when we need to.
Right.
If they got a powerful kick returner back there, we'll kick it through the end zone because we don't want him to bring it out. We can pooch kick it. And we want them to kick to us if they don't have a strong leg kicker because we got great returners. So it really is going to play to us. And one of the things that we discussed a lot originally, they were talking about bringing this back to the 35-yard line. Well, that got X'd out at the meetings, and it's back to the 30.
With respect to player safety, you know, one of the questions we hear on all of our radio shows are they respecting the integrity of the game? Do they understand that if you make it too soft, meaning the soft is the wrong word, pardon me, if you make it overly cautious, that you take away what the fans really want to see, which is the hitting part of the game? When you have these debates, does that come up?
Oh, it does, but I don't think we're being too cautious. I think the concussion thing that that we've studied, I think it's the right thing to do. And I think all it is teaching players to make sure that when they're making the tackle, they're aiming at the chest and below and
right.
not at the neck and the head.
Okay.
Because that's where the concussions start. And on defenseless players, I think that's a rule. Again, it's a rule that I think is a sound rule that we should have in our game, because you can't afford to lose your key playmakers. And I don't think it takes the I don't want to use the word violence, but I think it doesn't take the big hits out of the game. It just takes the target area. You got to be more precise.
Okay. Let's grab George in Savannah. And he wants to know if you plan any promotional tours up in Georgia like the early days when we used to go up to Hilton Head. And oh, that's South Carolina, but Savannah, Hilton Head.
We may. And certainly some of you have heard me talk about that when we go to the 18-game schedule, that we may play more of our game, maybe a couple of games, a preseason game or something in Orlando. It's our television market we share with Tampa Bay. And we certainly need to develop that market more. Could we play a game in Georgia somewhere? Probably we would opt to start building our market in Orlando at an 18-game season. So we're not opposed to it, but I think Orlando makes the most sense for us.
Let's see. We have Jan on the South Side. Will the coupon book be available again? You've addressed that.
Right.
Yes, it absolutely will. But you've got to get your renewal in
by April 29th and be a new season ticket holder by May 15th.
Okay. Here's some football questions. Jed and Callahan, how is Aaron Cameron?
Aaron is doing great. He's a miraculous young man. He really recovered great. He's out working hard. He's the kind of guy that he knows how to take care of his body and he knows how to rehab, and he does everything that is needed to do. So Aaron will be back and be 100% again by preseason.
With all due respect to every free agent you've ever signed, including Jeff Lagerman, Aaron Campman is a guy who brought more to the table than I think most people believed he was capable of.
Well, there's no question. He came in from day one, fit into the locker room, became a leader in the locker room the players look up to very quickly. And he really is the kind of guy in a locker room that raises the chemistry and camaraderie in the locker room. Not only the way he plays, but is being unselfish and doing the things the right way and being a role model to show young players how this is how you got to do it to be a pro.
By and large, you have good relationships with all your players.
You know, there's no reason not to. I admire these young men, and I say to anybody who will listen that this is the greatest group of young men we've had in our 17 years, our 16th playing season, now going into our 17th playing season. And that's the chemistry and the leadership on this football team is what's making the difference. That's what's going to help us finish better in the future.
Is it tough to be sitting on the other side of the table from guys that you know and admire as much as you care about your players? I mean, it hasn't seemed to be adversarial in this labor issue, but, it could happen in some cases.
Yeah, but you know what? Someone asked me that question about do I resent the what's going on in terms of the players and some of the statements they made? No, I don't, because, you know, I know that they really want to play football and they want to do what's best for them. And I understand that. I get that. But I can tell you that at the end of the day, when we get back together, it'll be business as usual.
Right.
There won't be any animosity. There won't be any hard feelings. And we'll just go about doing what we need to do to win football games and get to the postseason.
Mike's across the river in Arlington. He wants to know when you expect the schedule to be released.
You know, I think we'll release the schedule pretty much the way we did a year ago. I think sometime probably draft week, well, I would hope. Certainly not much later than that, maybe the week four or a little later than that. But the target is to release draft week.
And Ted in Palm Coast. As you look at your football team, what areas do you think needs most improvement?
I think there's a number of areas. If the best player is there, a defensive lineman could be great. Great offensive lineman. Great linebacker. You know, the draft is deeper in certain places. I see a question coming up. But would we draft a quarterback?
Yeah, priority. Satish wants to know your priority of drafting a quarterback.
But we don't have a priority of forcing ourselves to draft a quarterback. But clearly, we would like to draft a quarterback in this draft. It's a developmental quarterback to sit behind David for a couple of years and grow into the job and be the quarterback of our future. So if that player is there, and there's a lot of quarterbacks in this draft that could fall to us in the right place.
Charlie from Jacksonville has the question, how do you fill the closet now?
That's a great question, and one that we struggle with and talk about here practically every day. The east side has been our biggest problem. It's not considered the home side. It's the sun side. So we've really addressed that in an aggressive way this year by reducing our ticket prices in the club on the east side from an average of $1,900 to $1,325.
Wow.
That's a huge shift. And we've had good response to that. So we just need to get that out there. A lot of people don't realize that that's been put in place for this city. And so hopefully we'll get that message out there, and we'll find people that are willing to move outside of the club into the club, where they're already paying $9.90, I believe, is the ticket price right outside of the club, and then we'll be able to refill that seat as people continue to move up. So yes, it's a challenge for us. It's one thing that we have to make sure that we address, and over time we won't get it all done in 1 year, but we have to fill those club seats because it really is about 60% of our gate in revenue.
I suppose that this next question is generated by the standing room only seats that Jerry Jones has in Dallas, and Alicia on the north side wonders if that's something that a team might use to bring people in the building.
No, but we're a long way from standing room only. We need to fill the building first, in particular our general bowl. And if we ever get to that point, we've got some seats that we could uncover. So we're just a long way from that.
Appreciate the optimism, though, Alicia.
Well, I do. I do. But you're talking about a low price seat, but our seat prices, are good in compared to other seats. And I don't just look at the seat prices of the National Football League. I look at what it costs to go to a concert over here for Tim McGraw.
Right.
And what it costs to go, to some other events when we have events at the Times Union Center.
I have three boys. Ask me what it costs to go to Disney for a day.
Yeah.
It's off the charts.
So I think if we compare those to the prices of the other kinds of events, I think we're really affordable in Jacksonville to be a part of Jaguar football, whether it's a season ticket, a single game, or, a six half-pack or a group sale to come down with a group of friends.
Tony, downtown, I have season tickets. What can I do to help people buy tickets? Boy, that's the kind of
Tony, you're the kind of fan I like. Just make sure that your family and friends, you talk to them and let them understand how important it is to buy their season tickets, or if they're already a season ticket holder, make sure they've renewed their season tickets, and talk to your people, your people at work, and make sure that you're one of our ambassadors out there that saying the NFL is important in our community, and we need the help of this community to make sure that we continue to stay involved and fill up our stadium on game day. The other thing is when we have a full stadium, it makes a difference in terms of the enthusiasm of the crowd. The crowd gets into it, and they're the 12th man. And if you think that when our players come through that tunnel and see a full, loud crowd, it doesn't mean anything. It makes the hair stand up on the back of the neck, and it raises the adrenaline a little bit.
Well, Jeff Saturday, the Colts center, said after the game that was as crazy an atmosphere at the end of the ball game, with both sides of the stadium going back and forth with "We Are Jaguars." Mm-hmm. As you'd find, when they fill the building here, it's as good as you find in the National
Football League. There's no question about it.
That's the key. You know, one of the things that the commissioner addressed, I think it was last fall, maybe at your meetings in October, they talked about the challenge of filling buildings, because it's not unique to Jacksonville. There were stadiums all over the National Football League last year that had empty seats. And people talked about the television experience that now you have with high definition. And the commissioner said, we have to work harder at making sure that the game day experience brings people to the stands. Obviously, having a great football team and winning does a lot of that. What else can you do? Is that the stuff that you put on the video boards?
I think we're doing all of those things. Bill is right now doing something about trying to make sure that we change out all of the audio, the visual equipment in the stadium to go from analog to digital.
Right.
To enhance that experience. In the clubs, one of the things we think we have to do in our clubs is spend some money for a wow factor, maybe putting up a huge couple of screens in each club, so that it's something that other stadiums may not have. So we're trying to stay ahead of the curve in that thing. So I think we're constantly working at how can we, and that's the reason we make so many calls to our fans. How can we improve your experience? We need to hear from the fans on how can we improve that experience. And believe me, we understand that we can't sit back. We have to make sure that, as first and foremost, that exciting football, yes, we got to have that. We got to have winning football. We understand that. We get that. But it can't be just about those things.
Right.
It's got to be about the National Football League. We're very fortunate to be one of 31 cities that have a National Football League team. And we've got to show that as a community by constantly filling this place up and having a great crowd. I really believe, because we are a small market, and I get it, we're in a tough economy, but I really believe if we look out 15 years, we're going to have the same kind of passionate fan base that they have in Green Bay and Pittsburgh and those places.
I've always thought this could be the Green Bay of the South. You know,
it will be. It will be. It's not a question.
Yeah.
It will be. But we've got to have that growth over the next 15 years. In the meantime, we just have to work harder than most other markets to make sure that we're moving toward that
little
goal.
Engine that could factor, right?
That's right.
Just keep going, which essentially renders Michael's comment moot. He wants to ask you to comment on the team moving. Saying, did I miss something? You're not moving.
No, we're not moving the team anywhere. What we just need is our fans to continue to support us and make sure that we feel, because we cannot. I would be disingenuous to say anything different. We cannot be an NFL city with 40,000 people in our stadium.
No. That was, 2009 was awful in that sense. Joseph, why will 2011 be better than 2010? And I think that's an interesting thought. I mean, we've talked a lot about what you think in the draft.
I didn't hear the question.
His question was, tell us why 2011 will be better than 2010.
I think we're going to have more playmakers on our roster through the draft of free agency. We're going to have young players, the 38 young players I mentioned earlier, with another season experience behind them. We've got some great young men that are really playmakers and are going to continue to grow. I honestly think that there's no question in my mind this team will compete for the postseason this year. And, you know, who knows? You get in the postseason,
anything
can happen.
Sure. That's the New York Jets.
Yeah. Go back to 1996 and see a team that's not nearly as good as this roster.
Yeah, right.
That
made something happen.
Right.
And I think it's fair to remind people that going into that Indianapolis game in December, you had the division on the line. I mean, team had the division on the line. Now, everybody focuses on the fact that the last three games weren't wins, but the division title was there in December. December 20th, no less.
How many other divisions could have wrapped up in December 20th, could have wrapped up the division win and had a playoff game in your stadium?
Well, there were some disappointing losses early. I mean, Kansas City didn't feel very good, 42-20. And then you come out of that and you bang, 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 bang. All of a sudden you put yourself in the position to win the division. And I just don't think anybody thought that would happen. Not after the Kansas City game.
No, I think this was kind of a surprise team. And I think we identified some young players that really have grown and are going to be future, I mean, really big-time playmakers on this football team. And if we add to that in this draft through the draft and free agency, I have a lot of expectations of this team being a postseason team that can compete.
All right. Once again, thank you for being out there. Thank you for being season ticket owners. If you'd like to talk to Mr. Weaver, *3. Just hit that on your phone, *0 to talk to a ticket representative. We do have results of our poll question. The poll question being, if you have not renewed your season tickets, what best describes your reason? The answers were financial reasons, team performance, labor unrest, or something other. Financial reasons, team performance, we're kind of neck and neck there, but overwhelming response did say labor unrest as the reason they did not renew their tickets. Labor unrest. So there you have that poll question, Brian.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. Keep the questions coming, folks. We have about 18 more minutes with Mr. Weaver and Bill Prescott. Events. The draft event has obviously become popular. People like to be around it. What have you got planned for the next couple of weeks with respect to Team Teal and interacting with the fans, even though there is right now a labor dispute?
Well, really taking advantage of the opportunity, you know, the lockout and everything else gives us some opportunity. So we've got an event that's sold out coming up April 12th, evening with the coaches, a chance to hear Mel Tucker and Dirk Cutter talk. And we're exploring, because it's sold out, we may do something on either a live or delayed basis on Jaguars.com.
Okay.
Draft party on the night, first Thursday night of the draft at the Town Center.
Have you done that before?
We did it at Jacksonville Beach last year. We're going to move it to the Town Center this year, kind of move it around town.
Okay.
Team Teal will be having their draft party here on draft day.
Okay.
And then, don't hold me to the date, but I believe on May 2nd, we're going to have an evening with the scouts. So a chance to hear after the draft firsthand from Gene Smith, Terry McDonough, Tim Mingy. And once again, that will be limited to 600 people. Season ticket holders will have a first crack and then others. So we're using it now to keep talking about football. And once again, it's an opportunity for us to interact with our fans while we're going through this.
But both, Bill, I think I'm right, with the coaches, the night with the coaches and the nights with the scouts, we will televise those and put them up on the net. We'll record those and put them up on the our Internet site so that all fans can be a part of it and watch that.
Right. We're exploring whether we can do it live. If not live, we'll definitely tape it and put it out there. But somewhere so all fans can see. We think it's going to be a very unique event that we'll have.
A couple more questions. Free agency hasn't begun yet. Justin Durant, a linebacker, will be a free agent. And Mika wants your thoughts on Justin Durant.
Well, you know what? We're going to let Justin get out there and test the market, but we clearly are going to be in free agency. Justin might come back, but I think that right now we think that there's some people out in the free market agency we have a chance at that that we'd like to bring into the club. But we do know that we need to get better at linebacker.
Sure. Carlton with a very good question, and it's how would an 18-game season ticket affect ticket holders? Would the price go up because there's one more game?
It you know, based on just inflation and all, the prices, we're not looking to add a huge premium on those games,
right?
Because we'll still bundle the season tickets. And as you know, we have not raised prices. This year we raised a few prices, but we lowered a lot more prices, so net-net it was kind of a wash. But we will only raise prices with inflation and kind of making sure that we're staying reasonably close to some kind of average of the National Football League. We'll be below the average of the National Football League, but we don't want to be too far below.
Kathy from Jacksonville Beach with a thought that's become popular because people don't necessarily grasp all of the issues, and that is, would the owners consider replacement players for the fall? This is a lockout, not a strike. Can you do that?
I guess you could, but I don't think we haven't had any conversation around replacement players, and I don't think that would be in our plans. First of all, because we believe so strongly that we don't play football with our current
squads. I've
gotten
that from you.
Yeah.
Ryan at the beach, once again, here's more people joining in. They want to hear your priority of the draft, and you said it's...
I don't think we have a priority for a position. We have a priority for the best player. And if the best player when comes up at 16 that we have on our draft board, that's the player we're going to take, disregarding the position, because we know those are the playmakers and those are the guys that improve your football team. And there, as I said earlier, this draft really fits some things that we think will help us improve our football team, whether it's defensive line, offensive line, safety, a linebacker. There's a lot of places. And as I said, I don't want to not talk about a developmental quarterback. If the right young man is there that we have graded, that we can get somewhere in maybe the second round, That would be something that we would be looking for.
You know, I know you said earlier that you're not a talent evaluator. You don't sit and burn up the tape machine. How about the character evaluation? Because that's been a key focus of what Gene and his staff have done the last couple of years. Where do you weigh in on that?
No, I weigh in big time because I know in my other businesses, character counts. Character, people with great character are the highest producers. People with great character are overachievers. People with great character are good teammates. They're good teammates both in corporate world based on in the locker room and on the football field. So character is something that we put very high, and Gene feels strong as I do about that. And if a guy is rated a character, he never gets on our draft board. He's taken off the draft board before the draft.
Right.
Now, many of them get drafted, but they're not on our board.
You know, and having been now in Jacksonville about 17 years, and I know you have this feeling too, this is a market where people can touch and see and feel the players, unlike a New York, unlike a lot of those big markets. These players are to a larger degree, I think, intimately involved in the community, which puts more of an emphasis on character.
I'm so proud of the way our young men get involved in the community and community charities and schools and hospitals and visit elderly. It's just amazing. They have, during the season, they have one day a week off, and we always have 15 or 20 guys out in the community visiting some, doing something in community work, and I just can't say enough because they don't have much time. I mean, it's really a full-time job, 7 days a week, really, except the one day off, and then they're giving it back to the community.
Character counts, folks. This one's for you. Since you're putting all new TVs, Dave at Jack's Beach wants to know, you know, could he have one in the restroom, please?
Well,
what's the matter with the radio in the restroom, Dave?
Well, I don't know if we'll get there yet. As Wayne said, the biggest thing right now is we need to take this building to digital. That'll be our first priority. But, you know, I think just before TVs in the restrooms, we need a new sound system in the bowl. And I think Wayne will tell you we probably need new digital boards, high-def boards out in the stadium before we get there.
You're good. You're stuck with me. You're stuck with the radio in the bathroom. Sorry about that. Peter from Orlando, why are there no JAG logos on jerseys, and what about black jerseys? Now, you're heading into year three of your uniform redesign, and, those helmets are sharp. I don't think you need black jerseys or logos on the jerseys.
I think you've got
the right mix.
Well, we decided that when we redid the uniforms that we were getting where we played with too many different combinations, and it's got to a point our fans didn't know who was playing. We black jerseys one time, teal jerseys another time, white jerseys another time, all white uniforms one time, black and white another time, all black and it just doesn't make sense. You've got to establish identity, and I just drew a line in the sand and said, these are our jerseys. We're going to play with teal jerseys at home. We're going to play with white on the road when we can play with white on the road. And so will we ever use a black jersey somewhere in the future? I'll never say never, but we do have a black jersey, and we have an option to use it at some point. But right now I like what we're doing is building the identity for the team.
The brand. Let's see. Lee in Ormond Beach, thoughts on officiating in the National Football League?
I think when you think about the mistakes that are made in the National Football League, it's incredible. Our game is so fast, and these men have to make this decision quickly. Do they get them all right? No. But that's the reason we have replay. I think eventually the replay will move up to the booth, which I think will take some pressure off of the officiating. I don't know that will happen, but it's my feeling that it should happen. I think they do an incredible job. You'll always find fault when the call doesn't go our way. But I think they do an incredible job. It's a difficult job. The game is so fast, as I said. But if you look at the number of plays and the number of plays that they get wrong, it's not very many.
Here's a football question. It's Matt. He's from Boston. He sends his ticket to the Hubbard House every week. He wants to know if you think you have enough skill position players or if that's an area that you believe should be addressed in the draft.
Wait a minute. I missed the tickets to the Hubbard House.
Yeah, Matt, he's a season ticket holder, lives in Boston, and he sends his tickets down to the Hubbard House.
Oh, okay. Clearly, that's a great thing to do, Matt. We're big supporters of not only the Hubbard House here in Jacksonville, but the Better Griffin House and the one over in Dolores is very passionate about the women's issues in this community. But I admire what you're doing. Are we going to strengthen defense? Clearly, if that's going to be a priority in this draft, we have to improve our defense. Our defense, if you look, is what really cost us some games, and at the end of the season really is where we had the biggest breakdown. So that'll be a priority to strengthen our defense this year.
And that's what Louie wants to
both in
about.
The draft and maybe in free agency.
And that was Louie's thought, too. And it's one thing that you've talked over and over and over about. Pass rush is something that you've got to have, and obviously if you have Aaron Kampman on the field, that helps. And safety was another area that got a lot of attention last year.
Yeah, and those are positions that we have to get better at. We have to get better at safety. We have to get better at linebacker. We have to get better. We could use more pass rush. So those are the areas that we're going to be looking hard for.
Ed's thinking weight loss. He's kind of got a California mindset. He would like a salad bar, maybe a little kiwi on the side in the club. It's all seriousness. I mean, you take people's suggestions all the time. Ed would like a salad.
Yeah, well, Ed is not alone. We've heard that quite a bit, and in fact, we're getting a lot of requests from fans in terms of where are there healthy options in the stadium, where is gluten-free. So we have a lot of those things, but one of the things we're looking to do is use our technology, kind of smartphones, with the ability where you could go in and put gluten-free, and we can tell you what stands. Because a lot of times what people are looking for is just not aware of it, where it is in the stadium. So we're looking at those things, and we are talking about bringing in healthier options, maybe some more organic options, not only to the stadiums, but the club also.
Organic food in a National Football League stadium. That's marketing.
But I tell you, chopped salad doesn't sound bad.
I don't know. There's something about a hot dog at a football stadium that still sort of makes sense. Ryan from Bay Meadows has a question thinking out into the future. He wants to know if you think there'll be a need for a new stadium at any point in the near future.
No. Our stadium is going to be 17 years old. I clearly think that we've got one of the better, most fan-friendly stadiums. Our stadium is, we've kept it up. You know, we spent $68 million when we brought the Super Bowl here. But as Bill started to say earlier, there's things that we've got to do to make sure that we're keeping our stadium at the state of the art. We need a new sound system. We're going to attack the video from analog to digital. We will have to put new scoreboard. We'll have to convert from analog to digital over the next 3 or 4 years there. Those are all major improvements that will enhance the game day experience.
You know, and speaking of the game day experience, and I'm sure you see it, although you may be busy, game day mornings, especially on a 1 o'clock game, October, when the sun is glistening off the river and you can see the two bridges, you really have a great visual in this stadium. I mean, it really is a memorable place to see a football game.
I have people tell me all the time that come to our stadium from other cities around the country and play here, and they say, your stadium is as good as any in the league. Now, it's not Dallas. It's not some of the new stadiums.
But Taj Mahal is not Dallas, by the way. They say that in Indy these days.
But, you know, it really is a fan-friendly stadium that doesn't have any bad seats, and there's nothing like it when it's full on game day.
Mark from Arlington recognizes your influence in the league and wants to know if you can get more night games in Jackson.
Well, we get more night games by winning more games. So we think we're on our way. I honestly say, Mark, that we've taken a giant step over the last 2 years, and I think we're going to take another big step this year. It's going to be a very competitive that we can compete at the highest level and make it to the postseason. That's how you get more night games. And believe me, I will make sure I lobby hard if we deserve them. But you got to earn them.
I think we've covered the gamut on the football side, and we're about to wrap it up. Any thoughts at all that we need to close
with? One of the things I would like to say is thanks to all of our season ticket holders who have renewed their tickets, or our new season ticket holders. Welcome to the Jaguar family, because we really need you, and encourage all of your friends out there. If they haven't renewed their tickets, get it done. And if you've got friends that don't have a season ticket, we hope that you can encourage them to buy, because we need to send the message that we're building on what we did in 2010 and taking that next step to get closer to that 40,000 fan base that we can build from.
Support the team. There's no risk to you if a game should be missed, but overall you're optimistic that we're going to see football
in 2011. I am optimistic. I would be shocked if we don't play football in 2011 at the very first September game.
Well, this was fun. We should do it again.
We'll
I know
do
the
it.
Fans enjoy
we'll
hearing
it.
It.
Yeah.
Bill, thanks for
you.
Coming in. Appreciate
right, thank
it.
You.
Joe, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Brian. Once again, folks, thank you for joining us. And if you'd like to leave a comment, if you haven't yet, just stay on the line when the forum is over, and you'll be put through to a voicemail. You can leave a question there, and it will be seen. Thank you very much. Good night, everyone, and go Jaguars.